town of Port-au-Grave has been a must visit for folks looking for holiday cheer during the Christmas season for years now. Every year, local vessels adorn their boats with lights, attracting hundreds, if not thousands, of people each year to take in the sights and the sounds of the season. Now there's another reason to dart down to Port-au-Grave Harbor. A group of fishermen have joined with Port-au-Grave Peninsula Heritage Society to build the largest crab pot Christmas tree in all of Atlantic Canada. VOCM's Linda Swain speaks with fisherman Blair Petten, who supplied some of the pots to help with the tree.
How did you guys come up with this idea?
It was put out there that they were looking for a big Christmas tree. So somebody decided, I guess, with the Heritage Society to put together a crab pot Christmas tree. So most fellas that was there involved with us did a great job putting it together, and some of the pots was donated. We donated some for just sort of, like you say, for the loaners. And another couple of guys. It was 475 to make the tree, and I made the star to go on the top.
So how did you put it all together? Did it involve heavy equipment? How did it go?
No, there was no heavy equipment involved. It was just started off with the bottom row and go to the next row and make a taper going towards to make the tree, say. But no, it was a great job done by the young fellas that did it. My son Jordan was one of them, and Joel and Brendan. There was a few other guys there that was working at it also. So it was a great job done. Great to see a bit of a support.
And did you come up with the design yourselves, or did you have to, you know, go to other examples elsewhere?
Well, it was the first time we did it, but there's been one that had been there the last few years. So I guess it was something that you just remember. It didn't take much to put it together. But the first time doing it, yes, it was a little difficult. Probably another year you change something, but it was all good.
How does it feel knowing you're part of this, you know, unique structure?
Yeah, I don't know. I often see some in papers and online, lots of pot trees, and it's certainly different. But they got decorations even put on it down there now this afternoon, getting ready to even boys hung on it as they act like decorations, along with the lights.
Yet another reason to visit Port-au-Grave during the Christmas season. Blair, thanks very much.
No problem.